There is a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that actually warns a person who curses his own parents. So when he was asked, how would one curse his own parents, he said, well, you find a man cursing the parents of another man, and as a result, that man then curses the parents of the man who initially started all the cursing. So he would have cursed his own parents by the reaction which happened as a result of his action. Subhanallah. So Allah tells us, be careful, because some of you may cause the insulting of Allah or of the Messenger or of the Quran or of something sacred as a result of your insults to someone who perhaps is calling out to deities besides Allah. So think about it and don't do it. You would not gain anything by cursing and insulting or swearing or mocking at those who worship deities besides Allah. You wouldn't really be inviting them towards goodness by that mockery, by that insult. Instead, you will lead them further into hatred such that they will begin to say things that are insulting to you, your faith, to Allah, to the Messenger, etc. Listen to verse number 108 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Don't insult those who are calling out to deities besides Allah, because as a result, they may then insult Allah without knowledge. Who would have caused it? Your insult would have prompted it. So if you want to achieve comfort in any situation, don't insult people, don't abuse them. You disagree, express that disagreement with utmost respect. Respect yourself to begin with, and then respect others. If you really care for mankind and you really care for people and want them to see the truth will never be communicated to them via insult and abuse. Rather, it will be done in a very respectful manner that is convincing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide every one of us. So this is something that's very interesting. We are taught not to insult those we disagree with, and this is the highest form of disagreement. Many times you find even people of religion, they don't realize they fall into the traps of the devil, where when they want to disagree with someone, they are unable to do it except by hurling insults and using the most abusive words. Yet Allah is telling you, those who are perpetrating the gravest crime of shirk, they are associating partners with Allah. Allah says, don't insult, don't abuse. Do you know why? It will have a reaction, and that reaction may be very negative, and it might be such that you will regret it. May Allah grant us good guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those who are trying to guide people towards the straight path to bring them through, inshallah, with that which is really, really respectful. Ameen.